WRSU-FM, New Brunswick, 88.7. Welcome to Alumni Week. I'm Eva. I'm a little nervous here. I'm Eva Wong Abreu from the class of 1985. We're just getting back into the seat, the hot seat here at WRSU-FM, and it's great to be back on air again. I am going to be here spending the next hour with you, and we'll be talking about some music memories. We'll be playing some music from the 80s and maybe a little earlier and a little later, talk about music influences and what is, you know, the impact of music on our lives. And I had put out an ask on social media to some of my friends and followers and asked them, what does music mean to you? And how, well, what's the impact of music on your lives and the role that it plays in your lives? And I'll be sharing some of those posts that people have shared. And yeah, we're just going to spend the next hour having a lot of fun. Tim Jackson also is following me at 7 to 8:30, and we're really glad to be back at WRSU-FM, especially during this year, the 70th anniversary of the radio station. And we went to this alumni dinner that was just amazing, to see all these decades of different people who were associated with the radio station. And it was just amazing that people who love being on air or being behind the scenes or doing news or sports or music, it's just incredible. And the current staff and the current administration and the students who are working here at WRSU, just amazing things that they're doing. So we're really glad to be a part of it. Let's get to some music. And we're going to be sharing a lot of things this past, for this next hour on WRSU-FM 88.7.
We were at a party. Here like fell in the game. Someone reached in and grabbed it. What the rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster. The beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. Was a rock lobster.
your face before. It's you in the picture which hangs on my bedroom wall. Is it true? All of those things that they say about you. So tell me, tell me, tell me, what am I supposed to do?
In the Name of Love from the Thompson Twins, and it's Alumni Weekend. I'm Eva Wong Abreu from the class of 1985. Let's run down the rest of the songs that we heard from the top of the hour. B-52's title track from Cosmic Thing, the album. And we started it all off with the B-52's with Rock Lobster. And this is from a compilation album from Rhino. It's called Millennium. 80s new wave party music, so it has a whole bunch of 80s party music. Well, that's what it is. And it makes it a lot easier for me to play some retro music from the 80s from the time that I was on air at WRSU-FM. And it's really cool to be back on Alumni Day. We are playing some music from back in the day and talking about some memories. And the social media ask that I put out on Facebook was to ask people what kind of influence or what role did music play in your lives, especially growing up, and especially, you know, how much of an impact music had in your younger days. So I wanted to share a little bit for myself, and also I will be reading some of the posts that people have commented on my Facebook. So for me, I guess the most early memories I have are really young. I don't know, probably, you know, before kindergarten, with a little AM transistor radio, battery operated with a 9-volt battery. And I had this little white one that has a dial, you know, tuner to tune into the AM stations. And so I would listen to all the, you know, AM radio stations that were playing, you know, the pop hits from back in the mid-60s. Yeah, do the math. And this, it was such a fun time because you could just take music wherever, you know, with you, you know, when you're outside playing, you could just you know, play and tune into the radio. And I remember I was so sad because I was on a tricycle. I remember it wasn't even a two-wheel yet. I was on a tricycle, and I had my little white little transistor radio. So a new family moved on the block, and one of the guys there, I guess he was kind of like a bully. He was older than me, and he wanted to take my tricycle, and he took my transistor radio, and he slammed it on the ground, and it broke. And I was so upset. I went home crying. And I remember that was such a terrible memory for me. Well, it wasn't terrible. I'm not traumatized by it, but I'm just thinking about that. And it's just like, because that radio was like such a part of me during, you know, during growing up, and, you know, it's always with me. And then all of a sudden this, you know, this guy, this kid on the block, he just slams it and breaks it. So I think I eventually did get another radio, and music has, you know, been such a huge part of my life since that point. And I'll talk a little bit about that some more. But let me read a post from a reply from my Facebook page when I asked, what role does music play in your life? So let me grab my computer here. So Alex Cole was the first one who replied back. And Alex, I've worked with Alex in the past at one of my previous jobs. And he was a former on-air. He was formerly on-air here at WRSU. I don't remember the year, but he writes, I'm one of those music as mood sorts. I tend to pick music based on how I'm feeling or how I want to feel. High energy positive, electronic. High energy negative, heavy metal. Mellow, improv jazz, he picks. There are exceptions and other examples, but those are just some easy ones. To give it a, quote, role, I guess that would make music my, quote, life soundtrack, as cliche as that sounds. I think that's a really cool example of how much music plays a role in our life, in life in general. Is basically, it defines us, and it, you know, it expresses our moods, our emotions. So it's really, really cool thing. And what does music mean to you? So you can feel free to look me up on Facebook under Eva Abreu, EVA, and my last name is ABREU. Or you can call in. I'll take some phone calls. I can't put it live on air, but I'll answer the phone. Let's see if I remember the number. Of course, I remember. It's 732-932-8800. So that's the studio line. And if you want to call in, tell me what music means to you. What's the role that music played, especially growing up? How did music influence you, or how does it impact you, and what does it mean to you now? So 732-932-8800. And speaking of music, let's get back to the music. It's really cool to get back onto this control room, into the control room and on the board. So I just have to make sure that I'm pressing the right buttons. So let me give it a shot. And we appreciate all the staff here that has helped us, returning alumni coming back. And okay. So the next track, Iggy Pop. We'll be right back.
full of aspirin, a sack full of jokes. I wish I could go home with all the big folks. And I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be anything. I'm only 5'1". Come, I won't grow anymore till I'm using my head. I'm checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. And I'm doing the things a 5'1" man can do. Life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be. Yeah, I wish life could be.
Oh! Time with my girl, I spent it well.
You must be joking. Oh, man, you must be joking.
The girls, they love to see you shoot. The girls, they love to see you shoot.
I love a man in uniform. I love a man in uniform.
I love to see you shoot.
I love a man.
That's Plimsolls, A Million Miles Away. We heard from Gang of Four, I Love a Man in a Uniform, and Iggy Pop, 5'1". It's 6:31 p.m. on Wednesday, April 25th, 2018 Alumni Week. Well, this is WRSU Alumni Week. This weekend is Rutgers Day, and I think that's Alumni Weekend here at Rutgers, I believe. And I'm Eva Wong-Abreu from the class of 1985. And it's great to be on air again. It's great to be back in the studios. And we're talking about the role that music plays in our lives. And of course, you know, I'm a DJ here. I was a former DJ while I was at WRSU. And I was just thinking back of how I discovered WRSU. Obviously, it's on, you know, on the dial 88.7. And a lot of you are probably listening to it streaming. And you can be actually anywhere around the world that can get a streaming signal and be able to listen. But back then, we were considered a, and we still are, a terrestrial radio station. And we were able to be picked up on a good night. I think it was like up to 25 miles. So I remember my first time on air. It was the overnight shift, because that's where DJs have to start, from the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift. And it's, you know, it's kind of tiring. But I remember being on air and trying to stay awake and playing some, you know, upbeat music and looking through the music library and seeing what we can play. And one of my first callers called in from one of the Route 18 gas stations that was listening to WRSU. And they paid me a nice compliment. They said, "Are you sure you're not Carol Miller?" that was from WNEW-FM. So I was so happy to hear that. That made me feel really good. So it's 6:33 p.m. WRSU-FM 88.7 in New Brunswick. And we're taking over the airwaves Alumni Week here at WRSU at certain times during the week. And tonight is actually the 80s decade. So we have disc jockeys like myself from the 80s who are on air. It's actually just myself and Tim Jackson. He'll be on after me. And he was the chief announcer when I was on air. He's a couple of years older than me. So he's going to be sharing his songs and his memories as well. We're talking about the role music has played in our lives. I'm going to read another post from my Facebook comments. And my computer went on standby. Okay, so Steph Solis, and she writes, "In a lot of ways, music is the reason I'm alive today. Listening to it, playing it, meeting certain friends through shared musical interests got me through a lot." So I think that applies to a lot of people. And if you agree, let me know. You can find me on Facebook and you can post on my post. I have a public wall, so you can feel free to tell me what music means to you, what role music plays in your life. And you can also give us a call at the radio station here at 732-932-8800. 732-932-8800. That's our studio line. I will pick up in the studio. I can't put you on air, but I will certainly talk to you. And if you're listening, let me know. Give me a call. Let me know. So we're going to get back to some music, and I only have less than a half an hour left. So yeah, let's get back to Pete Shelley.
Sapien too. I'm a cruiser, you're the loser. Me and you, sir, homo sapien too. Homo superior in my interior, but from the skin I
Manur bergab, aha. Geht nur das, was du verstehst, aha. This is what you got to know. Love you though it didn't show.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
Rain, 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 rain
That is Haircut 100, Love Plus One, one of my favorite songs from back in the day when I was back on the air. This is Eva Wong Abreu from the class of 1985. We're here on air on WRSU-FM on Alumni Week. This is Alumni Night for the 1980s decade personalities and staff that were on WRSU. And following me at 7 o'clock will be Tim Jackson, and he's going to take you to 8:30. It's 6:45 p.m. We also heard from Trio, Da Da Da, and Pete Shelley, Homo Sapien. So we're talking about the influence of music on our lives, and trying to remember how I got started with WRSU is actually, I was working, while I was in college, I was working for a short time at a store called Miller's on the Mall, Route 18, East Brunswick. It was a men's clothes store, and I was in the haberdashery department. That meant I was in the section that sold men's button-down shirts and ties and socks and casual wear. So, how I got the job, I think it was advertised in the paper. You know, back then we had classified ads in the newspaper and the home news. I applied and I got the job, and I was working there part time. And one of our customers came in. I can't remember his name, I'm sorry. But he was home for the summer. He was a college student at St. John's in New York City, and he was from Somerset. And he had a radio background, and he was on WRSU during the summer, during the summer shift, when, you know, a lot of the regular students go home and they need filler DJs. So I remember I met him, and he was really a cool guy, and he said he was on WRSU, so I started listening. And after that point, when I became a student, I was in high school, maybe, I'm thinking. But once I was here at Rutgers, a Rutgers student, then I looked up how to be involved at the radio station, and I came in. And they took me through the process of how to create a demo tape, and we used reel-to-reel tape at that time. And I remember Bill Thone, who had passed away a few years after that of leukemia, but he was the one who took me under his wing, and he trained me. So I'm so, so appreciative, and I always have his memory in mind because he was such a big influence here at the radio station, and also in helping me to take the time to train me on how to operate the board and how to play the music. At that time, it was vinyl records and 8-track carts. I guess it was 8-track, right? Hey, Tim, is it 8-track carts? I don't know if those carts were 8-track or not. Yeah. I remember submitting my demo tape. And Tim, was it you who approved my demo tape?
It probably was.
Tim's
looks like I made the right choice.
Yeah. And since then, there's no looking back. And it was such a cool time to be on air. And I was always grateful to have that opportunity. Let's talk about the influence of music in some of your lives. So I had put out a social media ask on my Facebook page, and it's Eva, E-V-A dot Abreu, A-B-R-E-U, if you want to look me up. So let me grab my computer and read some more. So my friend Mike Moe, he says, learning the guitar in 1976 led to my current fun and successful career as a sound tech, AV tech, business owner, and world traveler. And I asked him, he has a really cool music background and all the things that he's done through the years. And I said, you can write a book. And I asked him, what was his first guitar and how did he learn to play? A lot of people are self-taught, but some people take lessons. So he wrote back, his first real guitar was a Gibson 1968 Melody Maker. And he took a year and a half of lessons every week, starting at the age of 16. So how many of you also were involved in taking music lessons, and how did that impact your lives? Let's read a couple more, and because we only have like 10 minutes left of my 1-hour shift, I'd love to come back again. So Matt Hirsch, and he wrote, music has been immensely important. Music is my salvation and my church when I see it live. How many of you feel that way? It's almost like music is a religion, right? It's just, and especially seeing it live and seeing the artists that, you know, you hear on the radio or you listen to it on, you know, on however, whatever device you're listening to. Back then, we were listening to it through stereo headphones and through speakers because we didn't have digital and we didn't have, you know, the ways that, you know, the methods of listening to music that we do now. So listening, you know, hearing and feeling, you know, the music and seeing those musicians that, you know, you've heard over and over again and seeing them perform live is just, it's just an incredible experience. I wanted to actually share, too, personally, I have my daughter in the studio, and she's 15. Her name is Amaria, and some of you who follow me know that she is pursuing music, and she has actually just released her first single. She's 15, and she's a singer, songwriter, guitarist, and music just comes naturally to her. Even though I love music from the production end, from the behind the scenes end, from the as a listener, I'm not musically inclined. I don't sing. I can't sing. Maybe I played the clarinet in school, but I don't consider that anything of importance in music wise. But it did teach me a lot. But I can't create music. I can't sing. But for her, and it's been amazing to watch her progress, that from the age of 13, she self-taught. She took some lessons, but she is mostly self-taught in teaching herself the guitar. And she's able to just pull up YouTube videos and tutorials and watch and teach herself. And she just has this ear of being able to listen to songs and then perform covers of them. And the really cool part of it was to be involved in the actual production process of her creating a song, and I've never seen that or been involved in that before. And I'm not saying that just because she's my daughter as well, but it's hugely, you know, a huge proud parent moment to be able to, you know, be able to brag about her and her song. But just the process of song creation, that I saw her inspiration of, you know, one day saying, "Hey, Mom, I wrote a song in my room," and you know, just like one day, it just pops into her head. And from what I understand from other songwriters, it's just almost like a gift. The song, the lyrics, the melody, the music is just a gift that they are given, you know, from that just comes from somewhere, and that just given to them, and they have to get it out. So I researched around to different recording studios in the area in New Jersey, and there are plenty. There are a lot of great recording studios. I left a couple messages on a holiday, and I did get one call back on Monday. Oh, no, actually on a Saturday, I think, from the studio called Sonic Boom Studios in Raritan. And it's actually run by Anthony Krizin, and he was a former lead guitarist with the Spin Doctors. And I was just amazed that he's also produced a song with Lenny Kravitz and wrote a theme song for Spin City, I think, is the Michael J. Fox series. So, and he's has these fantastic credentials. And he took the time to talk to me about my daughter, who's 15. And I could tell on the phone he was really, really interested in developing young talent and wanted to take the time and share his talent to help develop the talent of today, which is incredible. Because it's like through the generations. He has an album out. Actually, he's going to go solo. He's actually solo and also performing with a band. He's going to be touring Europe, but he has this album called Dust and Bone. He also produced this song that it's going to be debuting on May 5th, and it's called Home Don't Feel Like Home, and it's actually a tribute to the troops, and it's associated with a veterans association. It's a really cool song. He's going to be performing at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. It's called Cinco de Mayo, Jersey style, 7 p.m. at the Stone Pony. So I'm going to play a track from this. And then I'll also play a track from, if I have time, from my daughter's album too, so the song that she produced. So we're going to deviate a little bit from playing music from the 80s. And I just wanted to share because it's evolved to this point where music is still such a huge part of my life, and I'm glad to be able to carry that over and bring it to the next generation through my daughter, as well as that there are other supportive people who want to see that continue. And I really am so appreciative of music in our lives. And thank you for sharing your thoughts on how music has played a role in your life. 88.7 WRSU-FM. Prison, title track from Dust and Bone, and he's a local producer from Raritan Sonic Boom Studios, and he produced my daughter's first single, which I'm going to play next, 88.7 WRSU-FM New Brunswick. This is Alumni Day. I'm Eva Wong-Abreu from the class of 1985, and it was great to be with you for the past hour. Up next will be Tim Jackson, and we're representing the decade of the 80s. This is my daughter Amaria's song, Amaria Abreu, and it's called Too Much Too Lonely. Thanks for listening.
There were better days I wanted to keep. Never drew a line that I could see. ego would always hate when I'd go there. I wish you realized that you weren't here. Oh, am I too much too lonely for your love? Stuck in between everything that's done. I'm trying, but I just gotta say, I don't know why are you so distant with me. Yeah, you're so cold, driving me wild with this fake love. I know that it's going away. To make it so hard for this to work, pushing and pulling before you walk and turn. I used to always want to wait for you, but you love to take your time, just moving through. Oh, am I too much too lonely for your love? Stuck in between everything that's done. I'm trying, but I just gotta say, don't know why are you so distant with me. Yeah, you're so cold, driving me wild with this fake love. I know that it's going away. No, even when you say it, you fake it. You know I can't take it no more. No, even when you say it, too lonely for your love. Stuck in between everything that's done. I'm trying, but I just gotta say, I don't know.